Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Dan Lasada, the police chief here in the city of Knoxville. And Dan, you guys released a report about the Knoxville Reserves doing a lot of volunteer work this past city council meeting. Can you explain a little bit about what you released?
Sure. The Knoxville Police Department Reserve Program is a group of individuals that work for the police department. These are people that have other jobs but want to help the police department out. So they go through a training program that is designed and set up by the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. And once they are certified, they have the same powers as a police officer when they're working with a police officer. That means, a normal police officer has his powers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The reserves, only when they're actually working, do they have the arrest powers and all those other responsibilities that comes with it. And they do this for a grand total of $1 a year. Last year, and we're talking our budget year, which ended June 30th, they did 669 hours of patrol and another 120 hours of training. That's a tremendous amount of work. Just during Nationals alone, they donate several hundred hours of patrol work, which is how we get through Nationals without having to pay too much overtime.
How many reserves do we have?
Right now, we have seven active reserves, and we're in the process of hiring the eighth as we speak.
Okay, and do you see any particular line of work that these reserves come from, or they just kind of come from all over type of careers?
There's a variety of careers represented. A couple of them are actually dispatchers from the sheriff's office. We have one that works for the state. We have just a variety of businesses. I know some of them are in the manufacturing industries. We've had farmers in the past. We've had welders. It's just people that have had interest in being in law enforcement, but never were able to do it as a full-time career.
And with these reserves, I know you talked about Nationals, and that's a big chunk of their service. Where else do they help out at?
Well, one of the places the reserves are very active in is sporting events. Most of the sporting events where you see a police officer working, it's one of our reserves. That's one of the things they like to do, and it lets my officers enjoy their evenings off, especially those Friday nights when they might want to be doing other things than working a reserve event or a sporting event. That's a big area. The other times when we have special events coming up, they help out with a lot of our parades and things of that nature.
All right, and yeah, I know you said you pay them $1 a year. Is there a reason for the dollar? Is that some sort of state code? It's just a curiosity thing.
It is something we pay them. It is a way to make sure that they're covered by our workers' comp insurance and things of that nature. It is a volunteer agency. When they do some of these special events that are paid for, whatever money is generated by that event is turned back into the reserve unit, and that's how they pay for their uniforms and some of their equipment. The cost of the reserve in themselves is minimal. They are responsible for providing their equipment. If you think about a uniform, that's a couple hundred bucks. By the time you put a couple shirts, a couple pairs of pants together, our duty belts, all that. So the reserve organization tries to help out with that by any money they make during the year, turning it back into the group.
And if someone's interested in becoming a reserve, how do they do that?
They just come down to the police department and ask for a reserve packet. They complete an application packet. It's then evaluated by the reserve group itself. Once the reserves approve the applicant, it comes to my desk. I go through it and approve it. And once that happens, then we go through the rest of the process, which is getting them hired and getting them started.
And what kind of training regimen do they go through?
Quite a bit of training. There is a series of modules that they have to complete for the state. It covers all aspects of law enforcement. It's basically all the training that a police officer goes through, but in a more condensed version with a little less time spent on each topic. They also go through we call it FTO, field training time, where they ride with a senior officer who makes sure they understand the job and how to do the paperwork the way the Knoxville Police Department wants things done.
All right, and before we touch on Nationals even a little further, is there anything else you want to say on the reserves? Or?
Just that we're very, very thankful for them. They save the city and lots of money. We also call on them, do lots of strange things sometimes. They're the ones that we'll call on when we have a major event to help support the officers so we can get things done. I'm very grateful for all our reserves, past, present, and future.
All right, and just kind of briefly here, because I'm sure we'll touch on this more as it comes up, but we are less than a month away, about 3 weeks away, really, from Nationals. Actually, 2 weeks, if we start with 360 Nationals. So it's coming up fairly quickly. What kind of security protocols are you guys going through right now to get ready for the big event?
Well, we're just making sure that we have all the equipment we need in place. The big change this year is going to be the no parking on Larson Street between 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. So we had to order some signs to make sure that that's going to be out there so people know about that change. But we're going through our equipment now, making sure everything's up to par, making sure all our cars are serviced, that we're not going to have any unexpected breakdowns, and get things done. We're also going over our procedures right now, seeing what worked last year, what didn't work last year, and trying to tweak our procedures to make sure it's going to be a smooth and happy operation for everybody.
And just why is Larson Street being closed this year?
Well, this year, Larson Street is going to be closed to parking. It's still going to be open. But in the past few years, we've noticed that if you ever try to drive down Larson when the cars are parked on the north side, as they have been in past years, it's very difficult. It is so tight that probably an ambulance or a fire truck could not get down there. And you'll all remember that last year we had the problem with a train derailment right there on Highway 14. When that happened, if we had had an emergency, we would have had to send an ambulance or a fire truck all the way up to Jackson in order to get it north and south of the tracks. We don't want to have that this year. This will be a way for us to reduce the distance they have and make it more efficient for everyone.
All right, anything else?
Just hope everyone has a great and safe Nationals. I hope that with all the heat we've been having, people have found ways to stay cool. And I wish everyone well, and I look forward to a great coming month.
All right, thank you. That's Dan Lasada, the Knoxville Police Chief, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.